Welcome to the Heart for God podcast. With many years of experience pastoring and helping to start churches, Dr. Jim Townsley has some practical and biblical advice that can be a great help to you and your ministry. On this podcast, Dr. Townsley and other guests with special expertise cover a variety of topics. His goal is to help you lead your church to be a healthy, strong, and balanced ministry, and for your family to be happy, healthy, and living for the Lord.
Welcome to the podcast today. Thanks for joining us. I have with me today Dr. John Hamlin. In case you don't know him, he's an evangelist and travels all over the United States, and in fact just came back from Mexico. So you said you're over the flight time and everything goes along with that. You've pretty well recuperated, I guess.
Yes, sir. Tremendous time there at Mount Zion Baptist Church, Dr. Kevin Wynn, in their soul winning conference.
So he's in Mexico City, right?
He is, and has been there for a number of years. And every 3 years, he has this pastor's soul winning fundamental conference, and literally from all over the Latin world, there were preachers in attendance.
Well, amazing thing for sure. Well, today we're going to shift gears a little bit. We're going to talk about something that I think is a great, great need. Two topics there. I think they're related, but they're not the same. That's etiquette and ethics. But we're going to talk about etiquette first. And, you know, the world has changed. Our culture has changed. And, of course, I think in most ways, not for the better. But when I graduated from high school, I went to Purdue. I was in a fraternity. And believe it or not, in a fraternity, they taught us how to be classy. I learned how to set a table, who was on the head of the table. In Bible college at Tennessee Temple, they had a course on etiquette, but it seems like that's out the window today.
I would agree, Dr. Townsley. Sadly, it is not as prominent as really I believe, and I know you do as well, it should be.
So what advice would you have for someone in the ministry, a preacher, for that matter, any Christian, when it comes to etiquette, manners, I guess you would say, and so on?
I feel that manners matter. And if one is going to be in the ministry and make a major impact on others for God and good, manners must be a part of their makeup. One of the Supreme Court justices that's serving right now, possibly the most conservative, truly conservative, Clarence Thomas, once said, "Good manners will open doors that the best education cannot." And then the great American Benjamin Franklin said, "Well done is better than well said." And I've often stated that manners are the sermon that's preached when the preacher isn't in the pulpit. So I think it's of huge, huge, huge importance.
So what are some things that you think of that should be part of manners for a pastor and people in the church when they come to church?
Well, there's definitely a shortage. Now, that's the negative. But the positive to it is, because there's such a shortage, we can make a difference by just making these things, I call them keys to manners, part of our makeup. I would say out the gate, be courteous. It's so important. I try to tell young preachers especially, you can preach the paint off the walls, varnish off the pews, and still be courteous, be respectful, be kind, be gracious. The pulpit is not a place where those things shouldn't be exhibited. Of course they should be. But if a fellow only does it in the pulpit and does it out of the pulpit as well, then in either place, either out of the pulpit or into the pulpit, he's a hypocrite. So it has to be just a part of his spiritual DNA. And then I think, secondly, a key to manners would be compassionate. Jesus would be our primary example. Mark 1:41 mentions how that he was moved with compassion. And then because he was moved with compassion, there was action. And maybe the reason that we don't see the action that we should see is because it's not birthed from compassion to start with. So I would say a key would be compassionate, be conscientious, which is just responsible, careful, diligent, being aware of those that are around you. Mm-hmm. And I know, Dr. Townsley, you do as well, and you teach it there, both at your church and college. And if a lady comes into the room, gentlemen should stand. Lady comes to a table, gentlemen should stand. And those were things that, even as a boy, that were ingrained in me from my mom. I'd say another key to manners would be complimentary. And that's just going back to number one, be courteous. You look for reasons to be complimentary. Nothing wrong with that. I think we need to do that. It's amazing to me. I can't. You thank him for checking your bags. You give him a tip. 9 times out of 10, they're shocked. They just can't believe it. And I try to give them something that, you know, it won't be their biggest tip of the day, maybe, but it sure won't be their smallest. And with that, a gospel tract. And I know they're reading the gospel tract because many of them, when I come to that airport on another occasion, will find me and tell me that they had trusted Christ. And so being complimentary, I think it's huge. I would say number five, being congenial. And the best way we can do that is to listen more and talk less. Just hearing what people have to say, we can sense their heart. We can sense their burden. We can sense how we can help them by just having manners, being congenial. I would say the sixth thing of these seven keys to manners I just made a mental note of is being consistent, just treating everyone the same. Everybody is somebody. And it's amazing to me how people will respond, always favorable, when you just treat them like they are somebody and you're consistent with it. You do it all the time. I think of a certain lady in a coffee shop near our house that just seemed like she had woke up, not on the wrong side of the bed, but on the wrong side of the world. Every time I'd go into that certain coffee shop. And I know you've met folks like that, and our listeners have as well. But I decided I was going to make her a project. And every time I'd go in there, no matter how little of a conversation that I got from her, I was going to be the same. I was going to be friendly. I was going to show her that I was interested in just being gracious, being kind.
Good. And yeah, that's good.
And I know that it works. I mean, I know it works. And it got to the place where I could, even to this day, go into that coffee shop. I wouldn't think of it, but not even speak to her. And the way I drink my coffee, a cup would be ready, a smile would be there, and she would start the conversation just because I decided, you know what? No matter how she treats me, no matter how she acts, I don't know what burden she may be carrying. I'm going to be consistent. I'm going to treat her just like I would anybody else, even though she seems to be a little bit irritable. I'm still going to be consistent. And it wasn't very long until that whole demeanor that she had changed, and I've been able to give her a gospel tract. But I would say the capstone, seven keys to manners, would just to be Christ-like. Bible tells us in Acts 10 and verse number 38, it's just a thrilling verse to me, because in Acts 10 and 38, The Bible says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. I love those little handful of words, who went about doing good. And so the capstone of all of it, I would say, is being Christ-like.
I think in a very practical way, we are not going to change the way the world lives, and that I think people have lost their mind when it comes to how they dress out in public. And now people are coming into church like it's a ball game.
Yes.
And I guess this is my hobby horse or pet peeve, but there's an issue where it just seems like we don't respect God's house and we don't respect God when people come totally dressed down, like, again, it, in some cases, totally immodest. But as a pastor, you got to work with people. So how should, you know, here's a young man, and he's got a choice. Am I going to try to make people feel comfortable by being like them and accommodating? Or how do I bring them along without offending them, but also get them to see the importance of being dressed properly?
That's an excellent question. And I think that we as preachers are to blame, and not you and I particularly, but we're to blame for this casual approach, because when preachers spend more money on a golf shirt or more money on a fishing shirt than they do on a dress shirt, and they wear that golf shirt or that fishing shirt more than they wear a white shirt to the pulpit in a coat and a tie. I was buying a suit many years ago, and there was a young lady that was a young man with their mother. And apparently the young man had done something that he was going to court for. And his mother said to him, "I'm not going to let you go stand before the judge looking like a bum." And she was buying him a suit for whatever reason he was going to appear before a magistrate. But I thought to myself, it's sad that we live in a day where folks will get dressed up to go to court, but then they dress down to go to church.
Yeah. Well,
I lay the blame at the feet of preachers who have not personally set the standard and then have not preached that there is a right way and there's a wrong way to go to church. We're not talking about lost people. We're talking about people that are saved and know better. And the contemporary drip brings with it that casual distinction.
But don't you think it begins with the leaders of the church? If the pastor down says, "Here are the guidelines for our leaders. Here's how we want you to dress when you represent our church, or when you sing in the choir, or when you work in the nursery, you're representing our church. Now, you don't have to be a deacon, a trustee, or a Sunday school teacher, but if you're going to be, you're representing our Lord and you're representing our church. Here's the guidelines." And if you have leaders in the church that are following those guidelines, it sort of awakens other people that come in without you saying anything, that, "Wow, I see people, women are wearing dresses and men are wearing ties and jackets, and even if they're not with a tie and jacket, they're dressed nicely. They're not in shorts and t-shirts and baseball caps." I mean, what do you think about that?
I think you're spot on. And it's interesting that the preachers that influenced you and I the most had the very same mindset that we have today, that there's nothing greater than to serve the Lord. And if there's nothing greater than to serve the Lord, then we should dress like it. And it goes into manners as well, etiquette. We should deport ourselves in such a way A great story. I was preaching in your neck of the woods. I was in the Northeast in a revival meeting, and I met a young lady who was Secret Service, and she had guarded President Trump and some of his cabinet. And I asked her when I found out that she had worked on the detail of President Trump, if she had a President Trump story for me. She said she did. And Dr. Townsley, tears welled up in her eyes. And she said she had held the elevator door for President Trump, and he was walking and talking to some of his cabinet. She held the door, and he dismissed himself from the conversation, walked over to this young lady who's Secret Service, and said, "Ma'am, what is your name?" She told him. He looked her dead in the eye, called her by her name, and thanked her for holding the elevator door.
Wow.
Went back with his cabinet members and continued the conversation.
Well, that's a great story. Well, we're going to wrap this up for today, and then next week we'll come back to this other aspect that is somewhat related, and that is, you know, having some ethics in the ministry. Well, thanks for joining us today. I hope you'll join us next week. God bless.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, consider sharing it with a friend. You can also follow at Dr. Townsley on Twitter or on Facebook at Jim Townsley.